Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Called. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like Rambling than Revival, you're in the right place. This is part two of Christianese Confessions. You ever notice how Christians have mastered the art of throwing out spiritual phrases that sound like divine revelations but are actually just polite cover-ups for our own opinions? One of the most polished gems in that collection is the phrase, "God laid it on my heart." Now, let me just start by saying, yes, God does guide, prompt, and stir our hearts. The Holy Spirit absolutely moves and nudges us in real ways. Scripture tells us he leads us into truth, convicts us, and sometimes keeps us up at 3 in the morning until we deal with that thing we've been ignoring. That's real. But if we're honest, a whole lot of times when people say, "God laid it on my heart," what they are actually saying and what they mean is, "I have a really strong opinion about what you should do, and I'm about to wrap it in Jesus paper so you can't argue with me." It's the ultimate Christian power move, because once you drop the God card, the conversation's over. God laid it on my heart to tell you, dot, dot, dot. Boom. Checkmate. No room for debate. Because what are you supposed to say? Well, actually, he didn't. Good luck with that. You can't argue with someone else's divine download, even if it is suspiciously lines up with their personal preferences or low-key frustration with you. We've all seen the play out. Someone slides up to you after church, tilts their head just enough to look extra spiritual, lowers their voice, and says, "You know, God really laid it on my heart to share this with you." And then proceeds to unload something that sounds less like the voice of God and more like the voice of a nosy neighbor. "God laid it on my heart to tell you that maybe your skirt's a little too short." Translation: "I don't like what you're wearing, but I want the credit for being holy while I tell you about it." Or, "God laid it on my heart to encourage you to take a break from ministry." Translation: "You're annoying me and I want you to sit down for a while." Sometimes it's even worse. Sometimes, "God laid it on my heart" becomes a Christianized way of manipulating situations. Like when someone's trying to recruit you to a project and they say, "God laid it on my heart to invite you to serve," which really means, "We're desperate and you look like you don't have an excuse handy." It's hard to say no when someone's pulling God into the mix. If they said, "I really need help," you could politely decline. But when they say, "God told me to ask you," now you feel like you're rejecting heaven itself if you turn them down. That's some next level pressure. But here's the thing. If God really does lay something on your heart, it's going to come with humility, not manipulation. The Spirit doesn't strong arm people with guilt trips. He doesn't use our egos as delivery systems. Real conviction from God comes with clarity, peace, and a sense of alignment with His Word. It doesn't come with passive aggressive side eye and a hint of personal agenda. I've been on both sides of this phrase. I've used it, and I've had it used on me. And both times, I've walked away with that uneasy feeling like something didn't sit right. Because the truth is, we throw God's name around too casually sometimes. We attach Him to our own feelings, preferences, and impulses as if every thought that floats through our brain has a divine stamp of approval. But not every nudge is in bed. Some nudges are from digestion. Some are from lack of sleep. Some are just plain old annoyances with another human being. And when we mistake those for divine leading, We start misrepresenting God's voice. And that's dangerous because it makes people cynical. If you've ever been on the receiving end of one of those God laid it on my heart speeches, you know how it feels. Suddenly, you're questioning not just the person, but God himself. Wait, did God actually say that? Is he upset with me? Is this really the spirit, or is it just Sister So-and-so's personal vendetta? It muddies the waters, and that's not fair to God, because he doesn't need our help to speak. He is perfectly capable of making himself clear without us attaching his name to our pet peeves. And I can't help but think Jesus would roll his eyes at some of the ways we've used this phrase. Imagine him sitting with his disciples and saying, God laid it on my heart to tell you to bring me fish instead of bread. No, he didn't talk like that. He was direct, honest, clear. He didn't need to wrap his words in pseudo-spiritual packaging to make them hit harder. He just spoke truth, and people knew when it was from God because it carried authority, not manipulation. Here's the part that stings a little. Sometimes the reason we reach for phrases like, God laid it on my heart, is because we're insecure. We want our words to carry weight, so we prop them up with God's name. It feels safer. If it's just our opinion, people can reject it. But if it's God's opinion, well, then they get stuck. But that's not how God works. He doesn't need us to exaggerate his authority. He's perfectly fine speaking for himself. And the moments when he does give us something to say, really, truly, from him, we don't have to shove it in people's faces with theatrics. A simple, humble, I felt led to share this, but please test it against scripture and see if it resonates, goes a lot further than an overconfident, God laid this on my heart. I think part of maturing in faith is learning the difference between God laid it on my heart and I feel strongly about this. One is divine prompting, the other is human conviction. Both can matter, but they're not the same. And if we can start being honest about which is which, maybe we'll stop confusing people. Imagine how refreshing it would be if someone said, hey, this is just me, but I think you do great leading that study. Instead of, God told me you're supposed to lead the study. The first one invites conversation. The second one pins you into a spiritual corner. And here's where I have to confess. I've definitely heard God laid it on my heart before because it's easier than admitting I just want it my way. It makes me feel spiritual while still getting the outcome I want. But every time I do that, I realize I'm using God's name in vain. Not by swearing, but by misrepresenting him. Because his name isn't supposed to be a tool for persuasion. It's supposed to be holy, sacred, weighty, and slapping it onto my own agenda cheapens it. So maybe the challenge here is this. If God really does lay something on your heart, check it, test it, line it up with scripture, pray about whether it's truly for someone else or just for you. And if you're not sure, it's okay to just own it as your thought instead of dragging his name into it. Because honesty builds trust. And when people trust you, they'll actually listen when you do have a word from God to share. At the end of the day, God laid it on my heart. It doesn't have to be Christianese. It can be genuine. It can be powerful, but only if we use it carefully, humbly, and truthfully. Otherwise, it's just another phrase we toss around to sound holy. And if there's anything this world doesn't need more of, it's hollow holiness. So here's my confession. Next time I'm tempted to pull out that phrase just to give my opinion more weight, I'm going to stop and ask, was that really God? Or was that just me? And if it was just me, I'm going to have the courage to say so. Because at the end of the day, the truth doesn't need a halo to matter. It just needs to be true. And that's it for episode 2 of Christianese Confessions. And if you've ever dropped the line, God laid it on my heart, and when you really meant I have a strong opinion, I need you to validate it, well, welcome to the club. We've all been there. The point isn't to shame ourselves, it's to be honest enough to laugh about it and humble enough to do better next time. If today's episode made you grin, squirm, or nod along, then share with a friend, drop a comment with your own Christianese confession, and hit follow so you don't miss the rest of the series. And remember, October 15th, coming up fast, my birthday. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter, KatherineSchaefer.com. Thanks for hanging out with me today, for listening, and for walking this unpolished journey of faith together. Until next time, may your God laid it on my heart actually be from God, and not just your mood after too much coffee.